What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Hildas across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how some narcissists and toxic people will tell you the problems. They will tell you their problems, but not provide solutions. Like I tell this to people all the time, that a lot of people think that narcissists just have an inability to be honest. Like no narcissists lie all the time, rabble, which is true. Narcissistic people do lie all the time, but some narcissists are overly honest. And sometimes if you're trying to hold them accountable, they will tell you the truth, y'all. They will absolutely tell you the truth. I think this blows people's mind when I tell them this. You can use the truth to manipulate people with. And it's just a lot of narcissists and toxic people can use the actual truth and tell you the truth and manipulate you with it. They'll tell you all the problems that they have in their life. Childhood trauma. I got beat up when I was growing up. I got bullied. Abandonment issues, whatever. They'll tell you their problems. They'll tell you what they've been through. I got cheated on when I was younger. My parents got divorced when I was younger. They'll tell you all this stuff. They'll tell you all their problems, but not provide solutions for those problems. They'll just tell you the problems to make you feel sorry for them, to make you feel guilty about wanting to leave them somehow, to make you feel guilty about trying to hold them accountable for something that they have actually done to you. They're trying to make you feel guilty for this type of stuff. But then you ask yourself, I'm telling you, where are the solutions at? Where are the solutions? They give you the problems. Because they tell you the problems, you think it's them holding themselves accountable. But if they're not providing any type of solutions or working towards any type of solutions, then it's just more manipulation. I hope that makes sense, y'all. They will tell you the issues and things like that. Oh, well, I cheat on you because I got cheated on. The reason I cheat on you so much is because they either say something about it being a sex addict, or they can say just like, my mom cheated on my dad and I never ever could trust women. So that's why I cheat a lot. And then you feel bad. Sometimes you feel, I know this is kind of crazy, but like sometimes you feel bad because they saw their parents break up because of cheating and things like that. But where are the solutions? I'm a sex addict. Where's the solutions, y'all? I'm just asking, where are the actual solutions to these issues and things that are coming up, that are arising, that they're being open and honest and telling you about? But where are the actual solutions to these issues? You mean, as an artist, how can I tell if a narcissist changed? He admitted everything he's done wrong, but what are the solutions? They will admit that they cheated on you. They will admit that they lied to you. They will admit they got caught in a lie. But where are the solutions? I won't do it again. Is that enough for you? The promise of words telling you that they won't do it again? Is that enough for you? Ask yourself this question, like, I won't do it again. I know I cheated on you, but I won't do it again. I promise. That's all it takes. Is that all it takes for some people? That's all it takes for some people. And that's me trying to chastise, but like, you see how low the bar is for forgiveness and reconciliation. Like, it takes this little bit of stuff right here to get into these situations where it goes like that. I mean, it does. So ask yourself, is it like problems? Telling you the problems is not the solution, y'all. I just feel like because this might be the first time that they've been honest with you and upfront, and you think they're holding themselves accountable. You, in your mind, you're like, hey, yay. Yay, finally some accountability. They told me all the problems. They told me everything they ever done. They admitted all this stuff. I feel good. And that's not enough. They told you the problem. They told you the problems to get you to be quiet. Sometimes they'll admit the stuff just to get you to be quiet. What's the solution? Well, they said they go to therapy. Y'all, I'm just telling you, you need a game plan. If y'all want to keep forgiving narcissists and toxic people and reconciling with them, you need a game plan. Game plan stuff out. You have the ability to game plan, y'all. You just do. You honestly have the ability to game plan and work this stuff out and work this stuff through and things like that. You absolutely do. But so many people get caught up in just hearing the problems, being so happy that they admitted the problems out loud, that, you know what I mean? It just goes through the motions. Tell me the solutions. If you want to work stuff out with people, you want to be in a relationship with this type of person, demand solutions. Don't just listen to the problem. Okay, cool. Thank you for telling me the issues and stuff like that you have. But I need some, what are the problems? Give me the solutions. Provide the solutions. Tell me the answers. It's like giving you a pop quiz, you know what I mean? And not give you an answer key. You have to, like, you need the answers. You need the solutions. And typically, this is how I know. How do I know if they're serious about working on themselves and changing? They told me everything they've been through. They told me all the stuff that happened. Where are the solutions at, first of all? And a lot of times, narcissistic people will put the burden of finding the solutions onto you. They'll put the burden of figuring out the solutions, figuring out the answers and things like that. They'll put it onto you. Like, it's your burden and things like that. It's your cross to bear now. You have to carry this burden with you now because I told you about it. So, hey, I told you that I think I'm a narcissist. Can you find, you have to find them a therapist. You have to find them a sex addiction counselor. You have to go do all the work. If they're not willing to do the work, then it's just more manipulation, y'all. If they're not providing you the solutions and or willing to do the work, then it's just more manipulation to keep you in these toxic ass situations for a long time. I mean, I'm just telling y'all, that's one of the most frustrating things I see people do is get in these toxic situations and sit in them for an extended period of time, y'all. You know what I mean? They just sit in there for an extended period of time and it just happens. You listen to the words. Give me some actions. Actions, y'all. Demand some actions. Y'all. So if you are afraid to demand actions, then I feel like it might be time for you to go. Think about it. Think about this right now. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. And just imagine demanding some solutions and some actions from your partner. Did you just get scared? Did you have a feeling in the pit of your stomach? Did you feel a certain type of way? You know, did your head hurt? Did you get butterflies and anxious and nervous? Did you start sweating? It might be time for you to go, y'all. Again, I don't tell everybody to leave. I think people come on my platform like, Lee just tells everybody to leave, but he's married. Like, I don't tell everybody to leave. You know when it's time to leave. Your body knows when it's time to leave. Your mind knows when it's time to leave. You just have to take the actions as well, because it's not just action. The narcissistic person taking actions. You have to take actions as well, y'all. You absolutely do. So if people are consistently providing you the problems, telling you their issues and not providing solutions, it's just more manipulation, y'all. It is. It just is. I tell this to people all the time. Some people don't want to hear it. I know people don't like hearing me talk sometimes, but like, you know, I tell y'all this stuff and people don't listen to it, yeah. You know what I mean? Anyway, y'all, I do have to cut this thing short. Don't log off just yet. Give me a second. So November the 19th, we'll be in Toronto, Canada, for our next in-person meetup, workshop, and things like that at the Drake Hotel in Toronto, Canada, November the 19th. Go to NARCAvengers.com / Toronto and get registered up, y'all. Come through, say hey, y'all. Come meet me in person. I'm so fun in person. I'm just so personable and charming. I'm so narcissistic in person. I'm just joking. But seriously, I'll just come out through, say hey and whatnot. And like I said, I'd love to meet y'all in person because to thank y'all for supporting me along this journey. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.